with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living water. And counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
Hello, my name is John Bayliss and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And God is in a good mood, amen. I'd like to open in prayer. I pray, Lord, that you grant to your servant this day great boldness, Lord, to preach your word, that, Lord, that you will stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said amen. Well, we look at the Psalms again today and seeing what God's nature is like towards you, what he thinks of you. He wrote a love letter to us, and it's in the Bible. Psalm 30, 10 and 11. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me, Lord, be my helper. Then he turned my sorrow into joy. He took away my clothes of sorrow and clothed me with joy. See, again we see from the Bible the love God has for his people. That's for you. He hears your prayer, and Jesus has mercy and is your helper. Amen. He turns your sorrow into joy. To the brokenhearted, he clothes you with joy because he loves and cares for you. God is saying, tell my people I love them. Tell my people I care about them. So, well, the message today is that I do not think I am old enough to make a decision for Christ to accept his sacrifice on the cross for me. Well, friends, the answer to that is you have reached an age of accountability, knowing right from wrong. If you sense Christ's approach or his drawing, you sense his calling you, as you hear this message, he is gently calling you. Ecclesiastes 12:1, don't let the excitement of being young cause you to forget about your Creator. Honor him in your youth before the evil years come when you'll no longer enjoy living. Psalm 9 and 12 says, teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. The Bible is saying, God is saying, don't let the excitement of being young cause you to forget about God, who created you. Make the choice to honor him in your youth while you are young, for surely the evil years will come when you will no longer enjoy living. The Lord is teaching you here to number our days and to realize how few they are. He will help you spend these days as you should. We go to Colossians 4:5. Make the most of your chances to tell others the good news. Be wise in all your contacts with them. See, God is saying make the most of your chances when it comes to tell others the good news. Also, be wise in all your contacts and tell others, make the most of every opportunity. That's what I'm trying to say. Make the most of every opportunity. And in Ephesians 5:12, it says, so be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools. Be wise. Make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do. God is saying, be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools. Be wise. Don't act without thinking, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do. How do you know what the will of the Lord is for you, or what it is for your life? The Bible says not to neglect going to church. Get into a good Bible-based church. And what to do, and what do you really want to do? That's probably what God wants you to do. That's what he's probably speaking to you in, because God put the desire in your heart. I'll just repeat that again. I believe that some people are really searching here. And do what you really want to do. What's really in your heart? That's probably what God wants you to do, because he put the desire in your heart. He knows you exactly. He wired you. He knows what's the best for you. He knows what you can do. 2 Corinthians 6:1-2, as God's partners, we beg you not to toss aside or cast aside this marvelous message of God's great kindness. For God says, your cry came to me at a favorable time, when the doors of welcome were wide open. I helped you on a day when salvation was being offered. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he's ready to save you. What the Bible is saying here, friend, don't cast aside this marvelous gospel message of God's great kindness and love. For God says, your cry came to him at this favorable time. Now the doors of welcome are wide open. I helped you on a day when salvation is being offered. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he's ready to save you. But our problem is separation from God. Sin has separated us from God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, God's remedy, the cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave, paying the penalty for our sin and bridging the gap between God and people. The Bible is saying in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And our response, friends, receive Christ. We must trust Jesus Christ and receive him by personal invitation. John 1:12, but as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Romans 10:9-13, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Is there any good reason for you not, that you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? How to receive Christ and what to pray? Just follow me in this prayer. It's just a simple prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, God's assurance is his word. Hallelujah. If you prayed this prayer, the Bible is saying, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You've been saved through faith, not by works. He who has the Son of Life receiving Christ, amen. We are born into God's family. This is called the new birth, being born again, believing in God's Son, Jesus Christ. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God and pray every day. Tell others about Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians. In other words, get into a good Bible-based church. And as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life and your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. He will take you places you never dreamed. Amen. We're going to start to pray for the sick and hurting soon. We go to Romans 15:19. It says, through mighty signs, wonders, and miracles by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. The Bible is saying here that when I fully preach the gospel of Christ, or any other Christian fully preaches the gospel of Christ, there will be signs, wonders, and miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. This is good news, friend. There'll be miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance, signs of God's presence. In Exodus 15:26, he says, for I am the Lord who heals you. God has made a promise here in the Bible saying, for I am the Lord who heals you. Listen to what God is saying in Isaiah 61:1. Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the suffering and the afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty or announce freedom to the captives and open the eyes of the blind. Friends, the Holy Spirit of the Lord has anointed and empowered Christians, empowered me, to bring good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ to you that are suffering and afflicted from whatever sickness or disease. The Holy Spirit will heal and comfort the brokenhearted. He will tell that the freedom from whatever is holding you, amen, whatever is holding you in captivity, and to open the eyes of the blind. That's what it's saying. In 61 verse 2 of Isaiah, he has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of God's favor to them has come and the day of his wrath to their enemies. This is good news, friend. The Bible is saying, tell those who feel sadness that the time of God's favor to you has come. It's the year of Jubilee. The time of God's favor has come. That the time of God's act of goodwill and mercy has come. Telling you that mercy has come. And the day of his anger upon your sickness and disease has come. You could be angry with your sickness or disease. Well, the Bible is saying here, God is angry with it too. He wants to get rid of it. Isaiah 61:3, to all who mourn or feel sadness, he will give beauty for ashes, which is happiness for sadness. Joy instead of mourning, or joy instead of sadness, and praise instead of heaviness. Friends, to all who feel sadness, God will give happiness and joy. The Bible says there is great joy when the Holy Spirit comes, when there's healing anointing, a healing power. No power of the devil can stand against the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We go to Isaiah 61:10. Let me tell you how happy God has made me. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and covered about me the robe of righteousness. See, friends, because Jesus went to the cross, God demonstrates his own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We are clothed with the garments of salvation. Salvation means both saved from sin and all of your healings. You cannot separate the word salvation. It's together. You're clothed with the robe of righteousness. Jesus paid for your robe that you're wearing, a robe of righteousness. It's yours. Your healing has been paid for. Just take it. Receive it in Jesus Christ's name. Daniel 11:32. The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Zechariah 4:6. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You will succeed because of my spirit. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following, amen. I will start to pray for the second hurting now. God, the Holy Spirit will heal you. Place your hand on that sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I command health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer and every cyst and growth in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that they are cursed at the root. And I command a blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place in your listeners. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment, for you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated. The peace of God has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Amen. Let the power of the blessing rest upon you. This healing anointing has been imparted to you. Amen. Well, friends, to keep your faith, to keep your act your faith, try moving. You'll find that the pain has started to leave. Look for the improvements. As the Bible says, you shall recover, you shall be improved. Meaning that not all healing is instant. I wish it was, but it isn't. Not all of it is. Some of it is, a lot of it isn't. But look for the improvements. Test the areas and see if there's any improvement. And friends, without question, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. It's absolutely His God's will for you to be healed. No question about that. Do not let fear come upon you. And to keep your healing, believe you have received. It says this in Mark 11:24. Believe you have received it. Believe the healing has taken place. Use your authority as a believer. And make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or any vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Do not be fearful. Always, fear always distorts the truth. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. I'm not, can't overestimate that. You know that it's God's will for you to be healed. Well, we would love to hear from you. If you've made a confession for Christ or as Lord and Savior or this merit, or you've received your miracle healing, we would love to hear from you and rejoice with you. So my prayer is for you this. From Numbers 6:24, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord's face shine with joy because of you. May he be gracious to you, show you favor, and give you his peace. May you walk from where you are now, knowing that you are created in the image of God, that you are loved, that you are blessed, you are destined to live with the favor and the prosperity of God our Father, that he has divine assignment for you that no other person on this earth can fulfill. Therefore, arise and accomplish the thing that God has given to you, that you may be blessed and highly favored. And all of God's children said, praise the Lord. Shalom. Amen.
covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart. You've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete. As I worship at your feet, you are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I serve. Set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete. As I worship at your feet, you are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart. You've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete. As I worship
to the cry of your children.
look down upon us with your love.